Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to what might be the greatest audio experience you're ever going to have in your entire life. What you're about to listen to is an incredible episode all about morning routines. It's how you start your day. Okay, this episode is all about how I set mine up so I can tackle the hardest part of my day first thing in the morning. Now, by creating a routine in the morning, I immediately gain momentum and I set myself up for success throughout the day. And I'm able to be so much more fulfilled because I know I'm doing as much as I can. And all that starts with that incredible morning routine. And we're going to go through how you can set one up that makes your life a success day by day, starting morning by morning. I hope you get an amazing amount of value from this. If you do, share it. Tweet me, Instagram me, email me, do all the things. I want to know how this affects you. It's the whole reason I do it. I love you guys. Ready, set, go.
Marriage is always hard. Thursday is sprints and core, no protein. Now we're going to go lift. Such a beautiful day in the city today. I should do a whole vlog where I'm trying to get away from you.
Just running away from me?
Yeah.
I'm really pumped that I just had a run at 7 o'clock this morning.
Hey, it's Thursday, bitch. And we talked about it last season 1 of the greatest vlog in the history of the world, about how I work out so hard in the mornings. 2 reasons. 1, so that the hardest part of my day is now over. It's 7:30 a.m. and everything I have to do from now on will not be a 13 speed sprint on a 12 incline followed by a decline bench. Like, I don't have to do that again all day today, which is great. And it's really important to start every day making a mind body connection. And I know that sounds like bullshit. I know that sounds super cliche and it actually makes me throw up a little bit to say it, but it's super fucking true. I'm more connected right now in my pure exhaustion than I will be at all during the rest of the day, for sure, had I not worked out. And now I'm going to think faster, think quicker, be more decisive, and be more radical during my entire day to be more productive and be more successful. Morning monologue over. I have to go shower.
What's that?
This is my little morning treat. Barry's Boot Camp, peanut butter and jelly, 2 scoops of protein. All right, we're gonna start the day off at the office, and I did not shave. I didn't shave. It's
like 2.
You like the scruff?
I really like the scruff.
It's because you don't shave. I don't know what it is. Guys like it, girls hate it. My wife, 50-50, really depends on the day. Let's go to the office. You want to do as much as you physically can in the moment, and that's for work too. It's not just working out, right? It's also for work. Like, if you are feeling good and you're in a zone, don't stop. Who knows when you're going to get that zone back? You know, pump it out. If you can stay at the office an extra hour and crank out a little extra work and you feel good about it, do it. Don't just look at your clock and say, oh, well, I mean, it's 5 p.m., so I should probably go home. That's what everybody else does. So when you feel it inside, don't ignore it. That's your body telling you, you can go a little bit more, right? That was like me a year ago, 2 years ago. I felt like this emptiness inside me. And I thought maybe it was like depression. I thought maybe like I wasn't doing the right career. I thought maybe I hadn't found what I was looking for. You know, I had this like existential crisis. But what I realized after was actually with Amelia's help, was that it wasn't like this emptiness for a sad reason. It was an emptiness because I was able to put more in. I was able to do more. I wanted to do more. And I'm only happy with controlled chaos. I'm really only happy when I'm like sprinting through the city all over the place all day long and hit the pillow at night and say, oh my God, I can't believe I made it. Like, that's, for me, that's my happiness. That's how I filled up that empty tank. And it wasn't because I couldn't drive further. It's just that I needed to put more fuel in to drive as far as I wanted to go. If that makes sense. Does that make sense? Okay. But also, we haven't talked about this in a little while. Celt Like Sirhan comes out September 18th. Go to www.celtlikesirhan.com. Pre-order this right now. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you want to get it. The greatest book in the history of the world. It'll teach you how to build a sales career. It'll teach you how to sell as a side hustle. You want to sell shoes online for half an hour a day? Get this book. You want to build a sales career like me? Get this book. You want to be an entrepreneur and build a business and sell it for $1 billion? Get this book. Also, just did the audiobook. We're going to make a couple funny commercials for it. Audiobook, I think, comes out at the same exact time. I read it. Took me a long time because I wanted it to be perfect. And so you can either get the audiobook too. That's all I really have to say about that. Buyers, you're always talking to your seller at 5 p.m. That's a good time, right? Because you want to set some deadlines. You want to set some urgency. You don't just want to say, hey, let's do a deal, because everyone's going to say, no. But if you're saying, listen, I'm talking to my seller at 5 p.m. today. I'm going to be pushing them, and I'm going to be aggressive, and I think that your number sounds somewhere in the realm of reality. What do you say? All right, so now I have to go into this developer meeting. You also can't come to that, but I got a little treat for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what's coming. Get ready for season 2 version of Russian with Yuri.
Welcome to Russian with Yuri. I just came back from vacation. It was fantastic. A hotel is amazing, amazing hotel. The smell in the hotel, like, amazing. You go on the beach, the water is fantastic, fantastic water. It was in Barbados. And they have 17 restaurants there, and it's all inclusive. Food in a restaurant, filet mignon to ice cream, it's unbelievable, unbelievable. You hear the music, sunshine, sunshine reggae. So, vacation was fantastic. And this concludes this episode, Russian with Yuri.
You're in the shadow now.
Yes.
You could have just dropped us off, so we didn't have to walk this far.
It's here.
No, it's not here. We gotta go.
It's
no. It's all the way back there, isn't it?
No, no, it's corner. Just
are corner. You parking and dropping me off right here because it's better for you or better for me? See, exactly, exactly, exactly. So you have to think about it, you have to think about it. You know what, I'm just gonna get my little breath in. And we're gonna walk. It's okay, all right, you know. It's really, really, really hot. And that construction site, everyone else is showing up in jeans and t-shirts and short sleeve shirts. But you gotta represent, you know? I gotta represent. I gotta do what I gotta do.
Yes, shake, baby, shake. All my little Roman jewel. All right, it come around. Yeah, my little sunshine girl.
Now, like, the team atmosphere is so that you can learn quickly, right? And I like hiring people from outside the business, which is in part why I said yes to Meet. So I'm always curious to know from people who sell other things and who have the balls to, like, talk to me and reach out to me, right? It goes a long way. And that means you have, like, the courage to talk to other people and people on the street and other clients. What was the best day of your life? What was the worst day of your life? I mean, if you watched last week's vlog,
She's the girl that stopped me in the elevator coming out of that Harlem panel, saying that she knows who I am and she wants to work for me and she just needs 5 minutes. And I said, okay. And so she actually came in and we just had our 5 minutes. It went for longer than 5 minutes. And if you haven't seen last week's vlog, shame on you. And then it was important for me to gauge the two E's for somebody like that, right? I got to look at her ability to have enthusiasm and her ability to have empathy. Enthusiasm, I asked her to tell me about the greatest day in her life. And she told me about the day she proposed to her girlfriend in Mykonos and walked me through the whole story. So that shows to me that she was enthusiastic while doing it, which was good. And I'm a stranger, right, technically. And she was able to tell me a story. She was able to connect with me. She was able to paint the picture. You have to do that when you're in sales. Then I asked her what the worst day of her life was. And she got hit by a car 7 years ago. And she walked me through that story as well. And she was able to empathize with me and show me that she has the ability to empathize with anybody because she can talk about something like that in a second. And as a good salesperson or a good business person or a good person, you need to be able to do that. Too many people are just like closed off. All right, so now I'm going into physical therapy because Amelia is making me because I run now, I told you. My lower back, like on the left, really, really, really sore. So let's see what he says. He's probably gonna like roll me around and I'll feel great and it's gonna be great after that. And then I have dinner one and dinner two. So you can't come with me here, can't come with me to dinner one, can't come with me to dinner two. I don't really want you to come home with me because that's special time with Amelia and my puffer monkey. So make sure to like, make sure to subscribe, hit that little bell to make sure you get the notifications when we do a new vlog and leave comments. Let me know what you like. Do you like season two? Do you like season two? What do you want to see more of in season two? That is the end of this vlog. Ready, set, comments. Tell me
if I... All right, everybody, that's it for this episode of Sirhan Soundtracks. I hope you enjoyed it. I'd love to know what you thought of this episode. So send me a tweet, leave me a comment on Instagram or Facebook. I want to know how this impacted you. You can also email me, ryan@ryansirhant.com. I love getting all your emails. Thanks for listening so much. I will see you soon. And as always, ready, set, go.